Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is In Malpais by Gregory Whitehead. Thank you for listening.
This is Malpais. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts, but I think it's just their own bad memories rolling through here like a bunch of cowboys and Cadillacs. Some days I wake up and I think, maybe I'm a lizard. I'll just spend the day crawling through the black rock. Malpais. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts, they say I'm crazy, live out here, but I think it's just their own bad memories rolling through here like a bunch of cowboys and Cadillacs. Some days I wake up and I think, maybe I'm a lizard, and I'll just spend the day crawling through the black rock. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts. They say I'm crazy to live out here. It's in Valparaiso.
Sign of any brain activity whatsoever, but we are able to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. In the absence of a family member who could make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus, our policy is to use the respirator to keep the patient as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity. We are able to use the respirator to keep the patient. To make the decision to terminate the apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for long. Family, the difficult.
Terminate apparatus.
So our policy is to
breathe
as long There's no sign of any brain
activity,
but we are able to use the respirator to keep the breathing.
You just heard In Malpais by Gregory Whitehead, broadcast by New American Radio.